Welcome everyone to Jesus Revealed Season 2. And in Season 2, we are giving it a slight twist and we're calling it Jesus Revealed in Purpose. Now, we are calling it that because we want to showcase how purpose is unlocked in Christ across Scripture, even though we may not be following it chronologically. But the intention of this season is to show, as we walk throughout these 40 days together, how Jesus is present in all purpose and all life. And in day one today, we have Pastor Adrian Jacobs. Pastor A, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Sintle. I think we're all excited for season two. Thinking back on the journey we had last year, I think it created a lot of excitement and passion.
It did.
To learn more about Jesus and to see him revealed as we were journeying towards the cross.
And I'm quite excited for season two because we are really now going to get into the heart of the matter, because I think purpose is just one of those things that everyone, believer and non-believer, wrestles with around what it is that they're doing here. And I think, if anything, purpose is probably one of the things that really just can drive someone to Christ.
I think it's one of those questions, as we know the famous book of Rick Warren's, The Purpose-Driven Life. One of the first questions we as humans will ask us, whether we're in Christ or not, is we would ask ourselves that question, what on earth am I here for?
Yeah.
What am I created for? And that, again, speaks to purpose. But I think for a child of God, as you and I and everybody else that's watching and listening to us, we recognize that that purpose finds its full expression only in Christ.
Amen.
So for us, it's not just what am I here on earth for? It's what did Christ, what did God create me for?
Yeah.
And how do I walk out his purpose in all perfection in front of him, being led by him, knowing that he's guiding us, and we are just honoring that purpose in our lives.
Amen. Amen. And thank you for that, Pastor. And going then into our scripture for day one, we're going to be reading from Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 3 to 5. And to those that are following us at home, whether you're on YouTube or you're following us on the podcast channels on Spotify or on Apple Music or wherever you find your podcast or your podcast, we'll be reading from the New King James Version. And I'll read it as follows. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now that is a very encouraging and a mouthful, Pastor Adrian. Now, my first question around purpose and maybe to take a step back in viewing of Christ. What is then the significance of Jesus being God or being part of the Godhead?
I think, Zindler, as we unpack it from a theological and doctrinal perspective in what we believe as the church, when Paul writes here to the church at Ephesus, which is one of the famous churches of the New Testament church, and especially after John the Baptist, and when it closes in the book of Revelation, and knowing that Timothy was the bishop of Ephesus and all of these churches that Paul started at during his missionary journeys, Paul is setting in place for us again the understanding of where Christ fits within the Godhead, that it's a triune Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And with that being said, he places Christ before creation, meaning that there is in no way anywhere in the Bible or even proven in science would we then say that Christ existed after, that he's a created being. He is God, and he existed with God. He is God. So before the creation, in terms of what we're reading, we understand then that his purpose was set even before all of what we know is the present day creation, even the creation of back then and what we read from Bible and what we get from science in terms of its evidence. Christ the Lord, Christ the King is within the Godhead. He exists before time begins. He is in all our understanding, probably the one who started time. Let's put it that way. So he exists, and therefore his purpose exists before creation. his purpose. And we would then believe then that God would have given him already an understanding of why he is, who he will be, and what his purpose will be in the end when it comes to us as his creation.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually very, very powerful, Pastor. And I'm not thinking about it, especially when reading Ephesians in the opening gambits.
Yeah.
And as a believer, why is that significant for me?
Okay. That's a good question. I think everybody will probably ask it, because if you read, and that's why I asked you to read verse 3.
Yeah.
Because it speaks of us being blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Mm. So in verse 3, we're introduced to this idea that every blessing that we have, every spiritual blessing that we walk in, every spiritual blessing that we will be receiving in our lives, whether it's past, present, or future tense, in terms of that blessing, it exists in Christ.
Yeah.
It finds its fullness in Christ. It is completed in Christ. It originates from Christ.
Yeah.
So before we get into verse 4, which speaks then, as we read, being chosen in him, first we must recognize our blessings are in him.
Yeah.
You know, we are blessed through him and in him and by him. Then verse 4 then will tell us, as you read, we are chosen then in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame. Yeah. So we are blessed in him, by him, through him. Now we are also chosen in him. He chose us before the creation, before the foundations of the earth. He already chose us as his people. So that means that we have this joy in understanding where our purpose comes from. We have this joy in understanding that our blessing in him, chosen by him, makes it that there is a greater purpose to which we have to aspire to.
Yeah.
There's a greater purpose in life to which he has called us to.
Yeah.
So if we want our lives to have meaning, if we want our lives to have a benefit and a value, it starts with Christ.
Yeah.
It begins in him. It finds its origin, its belonging. We find our meaning fully in him because he chose us. And not to belabor it, just to go to what the Greek word is. Because the Greek word there he chose is eklego.
Okay.
And eklego, from the Greek study, says out of, that's now the ek part, the ek part. And lego means to select or to choose for oneself.
Yeah.
So it says that we have been chosen. He chose us out of. What did he choose us out of? He took us out of, now we understand sin, took us out of sin, death, and destruction. But more importantly, he chose us from amongst many others. And the beauty of the purpose of the Lord in how we walk it out is he chose us, he took us out. You and I, we are unique in our makeup, we're unique in our character, we're unique in our background, in our experience, and all of those things. But he chose us from amongst the many to be seated here today to make sure that we start off this great journey of Jesus revealed in purpose and to be a blessing to others.
And Pastor Adrian, I mean, this is such a powerful thing to know. And I think, you know, sometimes we do tend to think that what we're doing is a robotic thing, but we tend to forget now and again that when we do preach, we preach to the hearts, or we minister to the hearts and the affections of people. And I'm now thinking, if I know at the back of my head that I've been chosen since the beginning of time to walk in Christ, and not only to walk in Christ, but to be blessed in him, by him, through him, there's a certain way that I should feel.
Yes.
And there's a certain thing or just how I should carry myself. There's a particular confidence and an effect that it has to me, surely.
Yeah, and it has to be, it has to create a sense of, as you said, confidence.
Yeah.
That confidence, again, that comes from, I am in the plan of God.
Yeah.
Number one, if I'm chosen by him, blessed in him, if I find that I'm called, according to what the scripture says to us here, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. Going further, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Yeah.
It means he has a perfect plan then.
Yeah.
So the confidence I have is, I don't have to feel in any way or form that I'm not worthy.
Yeah.
The problem that a lot of children of God, you know, show or evidence in their lives is a sense of maybe or I don't think it's for me.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, it was meant for somebody else. It must give you confidence that you are worthy, that he thinks of you, that he already has a purpose and a plan for you. It must give you the confidence that I am worthy of his love.
Mm-hmm.
Above all and everybody else, his love.
Yeah.
His love, through out of his kindness, out of his mercies, through all of his grace, he chose me. And therefore, the plan for my life is perfect in him.
Yeah.
It gives me the confidence. It makes me worthy. It gives me a sense of authority. It gives me a sense that I am a ruler. I rule and reign with him. I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. I understand then, you know what, that maybe in a earthly sense, in a natural sense, I may not have the things that I would want to, evidence to me that I am at a place of rulership. But in Christ, I'm a ruler. In Christ, I reign. In Christ, I have authority. Yeah. And he gives me the confidence that I'm worthy of his love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is far greater than anybody else's love. Yeah. I am worthy. I'm accepted. And he chose me out. And he calls me to walk with him.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Adrian. And maybe to close it out, I want to go back to the initial point that we had put around purpose and everyone looking for purpose and asking that question maybe to the believer, what has God called me to do? What is that starting point? Where should we start if we want to know that or see that in our lives?
I think one of the things that we've learned now, Zinhle, and again, I mean, every Sunday when we minister and we do the altar call, I've learned to say this life is only possible in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
This life that you want to live, this life of purpose. So it starts in its most basic form with having a life-giving relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
It starts in the most basic form of giving your life in totality, surrendering it, yielding it consistently every moment of the day, confessing with your heart that he's Lord of your life, that he is king over your life, that he is the center of your life. He is the center of your worship. He's the object of your worship. So it starts with my relationship with him. Yeah. From my relationship with him, it starts with then understanding what has he created me for. I'm created for his glory.
Yeah.
I'm created to do good works in him. I'm created to walk in the path that he has purposed for me.
Yeah.
So it goes from that relationship to the revelation part in terms of understanding that now I know there are good works I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times when we look at our own lives, we will make excuses for where we come from, what we've done, what we have been, and you know the mistakes we've made, and the sin, and the weaknesses, all of those things. The revelation is he has created me for good works.
Yeah.
The revelation then comes into effect that I am his, he is mine, I belong to him, I've got good works I need to do, it's been purpose for my life, and then I must move from that revelation to how I manifest that.
Yeah.
How I manifest that in walking it out. Walking it out in boldness, walking it out in courage, walking it out in a sense of, I know who I am.
Yeah.
I know who my God is. I know who I am in him. And therefore, I am now of service to him.
Yes.
That's the manifestation of it all. How do I manifest who God is? I'm of service to him. Not just to him, but I'm of service to others. I'm of service to his house. I'm of service, you know, to the purpose that he has set for others, and I'm there to assist and help them.
Amen. I'm actually thinking about the book of John where Christ talks about him being the vine and us being the branches.
Yes.
And towards the end of that example that he gives, he says, without me, you can do nothing.
Yes.
So just to your point around the starting point is with him and being in him.
Yeah.
And from there, the fruit of being grafted in him will manifest and show itself.
And that's beautiful how you put it. The fruit will show.
Yeah.
And it is important to recognize this Jesus revealed in purpose.
Mm.
It's a journey of fruitfulness.
Amen.
It's a journey of consistently producing the fruit that shows that we are in him.
Yeah.
And the fruit that shows, according to what we've read this morning and this afternoon, consistently with Ephesians 1, 4, and 5, that I'm in him already.
Yeah.
He chose me in him. Before time began, he set this, you know, this perfect purpose and plan for my life, and I just need to grow in it.
Yeah, Man, what a way to get going on this journey. I think, Pastor Adrian, you've really set a great marker for us in terms of how we see Jesus in our purpose and how he's revealed in our purpose. So thank you so much, Pastor Adrian. And to everyone that has been listening, I just pray that this has been a truly, truly meaningful listening or even viewing for you. As we take this journey in day one, we just trust and pray that you follow us for the next 40, because as the days go by, we will peel this layer by layer of how Jesus is revealed in all purpose, in all of our purposes. So wherever you are, please like and subscribe our pages on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple, or wherever you watch and view and listen to podcasts. So God bless you, and see you next episode.